Praise the Lord for His goodness and His faithfulness. We will continue today speaking in this message, the way to be blessed. Not that we will do something that God will give us His blessing, but the blessing of the Lord are here, around you, are near you, but the way to receive it, it depends on you, how much you listen to God and obey His word. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 1 and verse 1. The word of God say, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers." Verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prosper." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time you give us. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you give us to direct us and lead us in the way that you want us to go and to be, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin to give us eternal life. Lord, help us and guide us, and let your message bring understanding and wisdom and clarity and help and hope and healing and deliverance and salvation. The purpose that you send your word, O Lord, we pray that it will be prevail and achieve and bring the harvest that you desire. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Master. Help me and put word in my lips and put verses and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed is the man. He put here a criteria in verse 1. The way to be blessed, or the more that you receive the blessing of the Lord. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. Blessed is the man who does not consult or take the advice of the wicked. You will never be blessed if your counselors and those who around you does not fear God, or does not know God, does not know the word of God, or does not follow the word of God. You will never be blessed, because they will sure give you the wrong advice. When you have a problem, you can lean on God. You pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you His will. You read the word of God. Meditate on it day and night, and ask the Lord to help you, ask the Holy Spirit to direct you and lead you. And sure also God want you to consult and ask advice from people who know Him well and know His word and know His will. You open your problem to such kind of people, and you have a church, and you are part of the church. The pastor of the church is responsible on you. He is the first person that you need to go and ask advice and counsel. He should be the one to know you and know you well, and he know God well, and he know His word. And as you come together in a prayer, an agreement, God will reveal His will to you. Many people, when they have a problem, they will go to their friends and their neighbors and their colleagues, and they will go to the people who will agree with them or condone with them their wrong doing, and they will never be blessed, because they will receive sure the counsel of the evil one, the wrong advice and the wrong decision. They will be their lot, and they will fall into trouble. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. To walk in the counsel of the wicked, not that he mean here the physical walking with the wicked people, but you will walk according to the advice that you receive from people who are far away from God. You will never be blessed. You will never be blessed. How the counsel of the wicked will come? Sometime you are not asking advice from them, but as you have open and continuous fellowship with the many friends and non-believers and those who are away from God, and every now and then, whatever you have a problem, you open your heart and you want to release yourself and you want to unload your problems. But what you are doing here, is that you are inviting troubles into your life. When you open your problems to the non-believer and those who are away from God, they will sympathize with you, and more or less they will try to suggest to you something. And with what they suggest may look good or nice, but since they are not under God, since they are not under the power of the Holy Spirit, they are under the power of darkness, they're sure they will give you the wrong advice. And that is the way that you will never be blessed. That is the way that lead you to do wrong things, because you have taken the advice of the wicked. The Bible warns us about such things. Warn us not to be yoked with non-believers. Warn us also not to be in company or fellowship with evil doers. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 and 34. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. It means here, bad companion. Bad people, wicked people, even some of them, they are looking good externally. They may look good the way they act, but since they are under devil, they will sure give you the wrong advice. Come back to your sins as you ought and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. The Bible also warns us that we need to be cautious in how to make our relationship with the people around us. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, the word of God says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. A man of many companions may come to ruin. When you have many friends, they will pull you in different direction, and they will give you a wrong advice, or they will not. They are not intended to give you an advice, but as you sit with them, they will tell many things, and some of these things will slip in your heart and in your mind, and you will take it by heart, and you try to do it or try to imitate them. You might be enticed by their lives, and you want to be like them, and then you will find yourself you are walking in the counsel of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 26, the word of God tells us, a righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. A righteous man is cautious in friendship. A righteous man is cautious with whom he sit, with whom we go, with whom he come. You might be working in places, there are many unbelievers around you. You may be living in places, there are many unbelievers around you. The Bible does not say that you don't need to work in such places or live in such places, but be separated from them. You must not open your heart to them. You go to your work, the work you do, and your relation with the people, it is just limited to what the work demands from you to speak. No need to have fellowship. No need to sit with them and open up your problems and open up your heart and open up what is in your mind. That is where the fellowship is started. And then there will be exchange of opinions, and there will be input from them. And that input could be the advice of the wicked, the advice of the devil or the devil inspiration. And as you take it by heart and do it, you will never be blessed. You will never be blessed. So you have to be cautious. There are people around you. They may be neighbors or colleagues at work or homemade or classmate or roommate. That's fine. But your fellowship should not be with such kind of people. You may be physically with them, but you should not be interrelate with them or have a fellowship with them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 speak about not to be yoked with non-believer. Verse 14 to verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 to verse 18. Some people, they say, why I am not receiving a blessing? Why the blessing of God is not in my life? Why it is as if it is there's a blockage? Check yourself. With whom you are walking, with whom you are sitting, with whom you are listening. That is very important. The word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 to verse 18. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? You should be not yoked. Yoke is a word that you it mean about the instrument that is yoke, that is used to connect two oxen together to plow the ground. They are moving together in one direction. You should not have such things with you and the non-believer friends, colleagues in the class. You go out with them, you fellowship with them, you eat with them, you cook with them, you chat with them, you play with them, and you exchange opinion. And that what the Bible warns us to avoid. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? We have the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Word of God, and we should be the light for others, and we should not have fellowship with the darkness. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Christ are the believers, Belial is the devil, and those who not follow the Word of God or live their life unto God and to Christ, they are follower of devils. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? The Bible asking, what is the relationship? What is the common that you have? And then he asks in verse 16, what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. We are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. As you receive Christ as Savior and Lord over your life, you are sealed by the seal of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is marking you for Christ. You are the temple of God, and you should cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and you should invite God more in your life. And the way you do it is to avoid the companionship and fellowship with non-believers who are the temple of the devil. You may ask how we can evangelize to them, or how we can invite them to Christ if we don't intermingle with them. The Bible here does not say don't invite them or evangelize them, or you go to them to bring them to Christ, but you should not have fellowship with them that corrupt you and bring you out from Christ toward darkness. Many people, when they will go, they are weak and they will be tempted to do the same as the non-believer are doing. Don't go to evangelize or ask people to come to Christ while you are still weak and still you are enjoying the fellowship with the non-believer. You will be trapped by their ways, and they may seduce you or persuade you to do things that they are doing, drinking, smoking, speaking jokes and lies, and the same language, street language, unpolite language. They may infect you with all these things. You may get enticed and fall into also immoralities and extramarital sexual relationship and affairs with boys and girls, all this can be the consequence of your going and your fellowship with non-believers. Christ did not tell us, don't go and evangelize. Even Christ, he went to the prostitute and the sinners. But Christ did not do their wrongdoing. He went there to bring them out from darkness. If you are strong and you really determined to serve God and you are not doing this, then you can go to evangelize. But when you are weak and you start to do what they are doing, then God say no to you. You have not to go along with them. And if you go there and you agree with them and you do what they are doing, or you go to compromise, then there is no point to go to such kind of people or to such kind of places if you are not achieving the purpose that God has sent you for. Fellowship with non-believer or yoke with non-believer, it have many bad impact. There is a changing in your life. You are not aware of it. They will take your time. They will take your efforts. And they will take also big amount of your income and money. And then you will find yourself being sucked gradually into them. And they will start to have an influence on you and in your life. Part of the yoke with non-believer is still we are condoning traditional and cultural and worldly practices that the people do. And we do it because we don't want to offend them, because we don't want to break that fellowship and that yoke with them. And these practices will entail on you and demand on you a lot of things. It may bring you away from Christ. As you break the word of God, you will find yourself walking with the counsel and the advice and the traditional things that the non-believer and all the wicked, they are doing in their life. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. These are the things that you need to do now. Come out from them. You need to come out from them. You have to leave their way of living and their life. You should not compromise with them. You should not agree with them. You should not condone with them. And second, be separate. There must be a separation. There must be a clear distinction between you and them. There must be a well demarcation. They must know their limit with you, and you must know your limit with them. You cannot do what they are doing. You cannot walk in the way that they are walking. And the third thing is that the Lord said, touch no unclean thing. Check your life right now and see if there are anything that is wrong that God say don't do it, but you are doing it because you are yoked with them, believer. God entail today from you to come out from them. There's a time that we need to break the relationship, to cut the relationship, to break that yoke, and that's what God wants you to do right now. Come out from them. Be separate. Take your things and go away a little bit away far from them. And that's what you need to do. Cut that relationship. Remove that and erase that number from your mobile. Go to other place. Change the atmosphere. Touch no unclean things. What you are doing and touching things that God said, don't touch, don't eat, don't drink such things. Don't speak these words. Don't sing these songs. Don't put these names on your lips. Don't do such things in your life. You need to obey the Lord right now. If you want to be blessed, that is the way. If there's a blessing is not flowing in your life, then all that we have discussed now, you can relate and you can see what the mistake and the shortcoming that you are falling into. in. And blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, who does not take the advice and enjoy the fellowship and take by heart what the non-believer are doing and do the same. He will be blessed. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the way of sinners. What's the meaning here, to stand in the way of sinner? The sinner have their own stand. Some they say, if you will tell lies, that's fine. Because if you will not tell lies, you cannot get the business go on. And how we can live? Some people they say, how we can live if you will not tell lies? That is the stand of the sinners. But the stand of the Bible is not like that. As you say the truth, the Lord will bless you. The stand of the sinner is, it is fine to steal. Everyone is stealing. But the stand of the Lord, even you steal something, even you take something without the permission of the owner, that's sin. The stand of the sinner, it is fine to steal it from the government, because the government are very rich. And they are taking the things from the people. It is fine to steal it from them. Because they say that they have too much. Even if we steal, that does not affect the government, because what we are taking is only a small amount. That is the stand of the sinners. But the stand of the Word of God, even the small things, is stealing. The stand of the sinners, if your wife is not with you, you can take a girlfriend. Or if your husband is not there around you, you can take a man as a boyfriend to help in your life. That is the stand of the sinners. But not the stand of the Word of God. You will not be blessed if you stand in the way of the sinner. What they agree, you should not agree. What they do, you should not do. Blessed is the man as well who does not sit in the seat of mockers. The seat of mockers, with what people you spend your time. Again, the same point has been repeated right now. Check yourself with whom you are sitting. The seat of mockers. Who are your friends with whom you are going? How much you spend sitting and gossiping with your friends, with your colleagues, with your classmate, with your workmate, with your homemate, with your roommate? And what that discussion and that gossip all about? What this fellowship that you have with them, drinking and smoking and telling jokes? I want to take your attention to one point that is also the seat of mockers. Watching TVs and worldly programs, worldly songs, sitting a long time on Facebooks and enjoying photos, worldly photos. The seat of mockers. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your effort. You have a precious time. You have a precious effort. God give you body. God give you strength to do the right things. God give you time to do the right things. God give you certain material resources to use it for His glory. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. I ask, do you have Bible? If the answer is yes, the second question, do you read your Bible? If the answer is yes, I ask the third question, do you read your Bible daily? If the answer is yes, do you read your Bible from cover to cover? Do you meditate on the Bible? Do you apply the Bible in your life? That is the way to be blessed. That is the right way. When you know, when you read the Word of God, then you know what God is all about, what God wanted from you. Then when you meditate on it, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you need to do. And when you do it, you will be prosperous and successful. People, they say, we don't have Bible because we don't have money. But they have money to buy different kind of things, but they don't have money to buy a Bible. Small money only needed to buy a Bible. Or they would tell, we don't have time. They have time for a lot of many things. They will sit on TVs many hours, on computers and Facebooks, and they will go to with friends, and they will have friends, and they will have a good time with certain friends. They have time, but they don't have time to read the Word of God. They will never be blessed. If you are of such kind of people, I just want to warn you here today from this message. You will never be blessed if you will not give time for God's Word. But His delight, the Bible says, His delight is in the law of the Lord. He cannot sleep without reading the Bible. He cannot live his day without reading the Bible. He can't start his work without reading the Bible and meditate and pray and ask God to help him and direct him to take the right step and the right decision. He will be always in the abode to be with the right people, the people of God, the people who follow God, the people who obey the Word of God. His delight is to be among them. He's like a tree. This man, he will be like a tree planted by the stream of water. Always there's a good supply. Always there is a good fruit which yields this fruit in season. Always this person will be a fruitful. He will be always a fruitful if you follow all the advices that come from the Word of God. And whose leaf does not wither. He will always be fresh and green and fruitful and a source of a blessing to your family and your people and to many other people who are away from God, and through God will reach many people, and you will be a source of attraction to bring people to Christ. Whatever he does, it prospers. Do you not like to be a prosperous person? Do you like to be always in the troubles or God's blessing far from you? Do you enjoy such kind of miserable life, or you want today to repent and come to the Lord fully and ask Him, Lord, help me and guide me. Lord, I am coming to you. You pray this prayer now. Kneel down at your feet and on your knees and ask the Lord to forgive you. Kneel at the feet of Jesus. Tell Him, Lord, I am tired of my life. Lord, I am willing to give up all this unnecessary friends and bad relationship and wrong relationship and those wicked people that I am spending my time and effort and money among on them and be with them. Lord, I am coming out, Lord. Receive me, Lord. Lord, I am separating myself from the world unto you, Lord. Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Forgive me all my wrongdoing and shortcomings and all my evil things that I have done, Lord. Cleanse me by your blood. Cleanse me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord, upon me, O God. Lord, I am longing to be in fellowship with you, Lord. Take me out. Take me out and lead me, O God, in the way that you want me to be and to do, Lord. O God, I pray for each and every one, each and every brother or sister, who have prayed, who have been repented, as you, they hear your word, O God, and they have decided to be blessed by you through their obedience to your commands and their and your word. Lord, we pray that your blessing will flow in their life. As they delight in the message they receive, and as they are going to apply it, Lord, I pray and I speak a blessing into their life, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that you take your word by the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to the places that you want it to reach, O God. Lord, the purpose of your word shall be, Lord, accomplish your desire. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hand be with us, Lord, and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.